Okay.
Ah! The f*** is that noise?
God, that was amazing!
That's an intro quote noise right
like
there.
Like, if that was like... Like, that's the sound like a demonic clown would make in a horror movie.
Hey, kids!
God.
No!
No, stop
Never
it
do that
now.
Again.
Stop that now!
Want to see me like a balloon animal?
My God. Kill it! Kill it with fire!
No!
Driver on! Lunchtime with L-A-O-O!
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Powered fisting.
Hey, Mickey.
Ken, come sit on this and see what happens.
Ken. Paladin.
Hey, kids, what do you think will happen to me?
JD Church.
Yes, but I'm also stupid.
And Fort Max.
He just has a major prolapse.
I like that new Eminem song.
So this is Superhero Time.
I like turtles.
Are you Giga Beetle now? No, don't be silly. You'll never be as awesome as Giga Beetle.
No.
So I think we have everybody back on the show this week.
Really?
For better or worse.
Why, who are we missing?
Let's see. We were missing Ken the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
And then I think we were missing Mickey for a week or two before that.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, it's amazing.
He's even gone at one point.
It's amazing Mickey's here this week with us, considering his Mac finally gave up and died on him.
Sad but true.
I mean, well, you got almost 8 years out of it, though.
Yeah, which is very good for a computer.
Mm-hmm. Especially a Mac. Because, you know, Mac's not really a computer.
It's a computer much like a speak and spell is a computer.
Yes.
Wow.
Or one of those leak pads. It's kind of, I think they're made by the same company.
And yet you got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new one's got to be better, right? It's newer.
Well, it doesn't have a CD drive.
Overrated.
No optical drive?
Nope.
Yeah, but, optical drives are going the way of the dodo.
But
they're kind of important for me since I don't have an audio input jack in my car stereo, so I kind of have to burn CDs.
Okay, solution. You can go to Big Lots and for $10 buy an FM transmitter that plugs into your car lighter and broadcasts up to your radio.
And while you're there, you could get a knockoff Death Saurus. Totally.
Man, if there was actually a knockoff Death Saurus, I would totally go to Big Lots right now. What?
For free, I could use David's external CD drive burner that he already has.
But that's a lot slower.
You didn't mention that in the, like, inheritance.
I didn't get to it.
Okay.
This detailed accounting of all the things Mickey's obtained. No, we're not trying to divide up your stuff at all. What are you talking about? Speaking of which, how did all your Marvel Legends fall down?
I haven't got any cool stuff.
They're Marvel Legends.
And they're in his house.
Oh, so all the joints exploded spontaneously.
That would be amazing.
Either that or the floor that the shelf is sitting on could have rotted.
Actually, it's even better than that, Fort Max. The shelves are wall-mounted, so, you know, the front of the walls could have just fallen off.
It's probably just as likely that the figures will fall straight down through the shelves, leaving a little figure-shaped hole in the middle of the shelf.
So, Paladin, what's new with you?
Not a whole lot. Do you want me to get started on the news or keep going on this?
Detroit hasn't, like been sold off yet? You haven't been sold off into slavery or anything?
Who would buy Detroit?
Canada?
Canada would, totally. And then they would, like, keep all of the inhabitants for slaves. That would be amazing.
You know what would be even better if Mexico bought Detroit?
They could afford it. It's cheap.
See, they would make it into their own Alaska.
Yep. then they would still use the inhabitants for slaves.
North Mexico.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, the slavery of the inhabitants kind of goes without saying in this, you know.
Totally. That would suck. Like, you wake up one day and you're like, okay, well, the good news and bad news. Good news. We have solved Detroit's debt problem. We had to sell it to Mexico, and now all of you are slaves. Paladin's not laughing.
Paladin doesn't laugh, I don't think.
So that's just a general thing? It's not that, like, the thought of being sold off into slavery?
Think about it. Have you ever heard him laugh?
And think about it. Why would anyone spend money on Detroit?
God. Hey, yeah. Come on. For a poor country, that's like a steal. Look at these computers.
I'm sure we could give it away for some favors.
Oh, yeah.
Favors? What sort of favors, Ken?
I'll let you figure that one out.
Well, they are slaves, so.
Well, I mean, who has to give who? Yeah. Who
the
has
women
to give
and children and well-shaped fat kids might, you know.
Who has to give who the favors here? As I think about it, who's actually benefiting from someone taking Detroit? Is it us or the person who gets it?
It depends on what you would take it for.
Exactly. What do you take Detroit for?
Probably for disposal by this point.
Well, then you have some land. You can just mow it all down.
They just come in and it's just like a repo sale. Like, they just, like, take everything.
Yeah,
that's like even worse. That's like even worse than being sold off into slavery. They just show up and, like, start taking everything.
You just, you know, flatten the land.
And then repossess it. And then they build a theme park on it.
Exactly.
RoboCop land.
We're putting some new farmland. Everybody gets wine now.
He gets wine, that's all. All right, well, that was fun. Now we can talk about the news.
I love our Power Rangers and Tokusatsu podcast.
About
everything but.
Yeah. Yeah. Best show on the network. Paladin?
You're all nuts.
News?
But if I can go ahead to the news now. Next year, we can look forward to Resha Sentai Tokyuger.
So the Wakahugi?
Oh, God. Don't start now.
A year and a half of this, folks.
Well, it
took him to learn Kyoryuger?
He still hasn't learned Kyoryuger.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right, it's going to be 2 years of this altogether.
And it's trains.
It's trains?
Sure, why not?
Sweet.
In theory.
It's like dinosaurs are popular, trains are popular.
Hey, what does that translate to?
Dinosaur train crossover movie.
If they don't do a Deno crossover, there's no justice.
Oh my god, yes.
They won't.
There's no god.
I guess they're just trying to pile every popular thing with kids onto
So really, what does that translate to?
So why don't they just have, like, you know, Smartphone Ranger then?
Maybe that's what the morphers will be.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, it's a possibility that in their long tradition of copying recent-ish stuff, that they're doing it because, hey, Dakara Tomy's doing this toy line with trains that has a show that Pat Lee was involved in.
Awesome.
Which means nobody got paid.
No, I don't think he was actually... I think he was... He was doing it. He was the one that was hired.
He'd still find a way to make sure nobody else got paid.
I want to see Pat Lee and Jim Lee do a collaborative work. Collaborative. Collaborative? What's the word I'm looking for?
Collaborative.
Thank you.
That would require me buying a DC comic, and no.
Pat Lee and Rob Liefeld.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, I think I just got physically ill.
That's a short trip.
Draw the fourth dimension.
Would have really weird feet.
Can you just combine the physics of those two? That would just be.
Be like backwards feet.
Chest would be crouching.
Somehow the nipples would be on their back.
Oh.
Their skin has cracks.
Yeah. Skin would, yeah, their skin would all have cracks.
Their teeth would have pouches.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Like also dully surprised.
I heard you like pouches, so we put pouches in your pouches.
And straps on those.
And then some straps.
Belts. So many belts.
Then you have one arm that's just like straps. Yeah. Strips of metal.
And a glowing eye.
A character that is just a pouch with pouches and belts all over him.
Belt pouch.
But it's like kinds of cracks.
And it's psychic. Pouch horse. Belt.
But their feet are all like in water or...
You gotta image up that name some. It needs to be like a blood pouch.
Yeah.
Or belt storm.
Death belt.
Death belts, yes.
Yep, totally.
I would read an issue of a comic called Death Belts.
Fair enough. Mm.
So anyway, new Sentai.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be good next year.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
That is the thing that's going to happen.
Well, on the plus side, at least it means Sentai is not canceled yet.
Nope. Yet.
You know, the worst part of it, though, I'm actively hoping against Sakamoto being the action director.
So am I, actually.
Why be the solo action director?
Well, I mean, occasionally, like...
Yeah, you know, I'm the lead one, yeah.
Like he's an episode director on Garo season, on One, Two Times in the Darkness, and, you know, you can tell the episodes that he's worked on,
Or the episodes of Gokaiger he did.
Yeah, but,
Sakamoto just seems to have gotten really Sakamoto in the last year, and I think he needs some time away.
Well, it's like they've been, giving him more and more control to the point that it's like,
It's kind of, he's kind of Inoue'd a bit. A
little bit.
Mm.
Or and George Lucas. With no one to tell him no.
Yeah.
With no one to bring him
you
back.
You gotta think from a director perspective, so yeah. Lucas is a good... You can really tell that in Ultimatum, too. It's like, it was just so into itself, almost, it seems like.
Parkour sequence. There's nothing more you have to say about what was wrong with the directing in Ultimatum except parkour sequence. And also the harps.
Characters just like randomly flying off the ground.
Yeah, what about throwing away the forest driver?
Not even trying to jump.
Yeah. Directing,
not directing.
That was the writing.
But it was still terrible, regardless.
It would have been terrible no matter how that scene was directed.
The movie had problems. The directing was part of it, and parkour sequence.
Parkour sequence.
Anyway,
Sakamoto.
Some writer movies are good.
Are really good. Fairly.
Nice, Ken.
Sorry.
See, other news. The second back catalog writer series to get a Blu-ray release.
Here's the thing Fort Max is pissed about today.
Yes, oh, as it announced, and it is 5.
Oh, well.
No. What?
Oh, well.
The absolute worst choice for them to have picked for their second Blu-ray release.
If they did a remaster...
10 years old now, right? Isn't it kind of an anniversary year for them?
It's a standard definition series.
And 5 is popular, so... Yeah.
It also sucks.
You seem to think that actually matters to Toei itself, and it doesn't.
So
it's
going to be upscale because it's a Blu-ray release, and no one seems to understand that there's a reason that Blu-rays actually support standard definition video.
Well, anyway.
Instead, no, everything must be upscaled to 1080.
Okay, here's an example. Gundam Seed Destiny is a horrible series. It is very f***ing popular, so it gets an HD remaster. Fives is not a good series. It was popular, so it gets... And it's a 10th anniversary, so it gets a re-release.
Gundam Seed Destiny was so horrible.
Wait a couple months, there'll be another series.
So horrible.
Eh.
The memories.
Well, the point is, getting it up, I would prefer it to be
PM Revolution. Why?
Here's the thing. Are you buying it?
No.
There you go. Wait for the next one.
Sadly, it's probably going to be the only way to get the Hyper Battle Video Musical in a non-VHS format.
Musical?
Yes. The Hyper Battle Video for Fives was a musical.
I think that can just, you know, stay on VHS.
Yeah.
And on Fives looks fine in standard
definition.
Improved
by being on VHS. like the Star Wars Holiday Special is better if you watch it on VHS.
Pride of the X-Men.
Yes, that's another good one.
I actually have a copy of that. No, if they did like a remaster job on Kuga, that would be beautiful on a Blu-ray set.
Yes.
It would also cost $800,000, but it would be beautiful.
Fine, and there would be a point in remastering it, because it was shot in high def to begin with.
I know, Fort Mac. We've had this conversation many, many times over the several years we've been doing this episode.
They'll get to those years eventually. It's just they're probably just doing it because it's its anniversary. So,
because they need to move some Fives figure arts that haven't sold.
Well, they do have a Saiga coming out, I think.
Yeah.
Something else no one wanted.
I don't know, Saiga. I could go for a Saiga.
Wasn't Gobbles excited over that?
Paradise Lost is not.
What
a bad
isn't he excited about?
He liked Wizard.
Okay, there's his other mistake.
So, Paladin, why don't you go back to the news?
Alright. We have a name now for the Garo spin-off project. We can also look forward next year to Zero, Black Blood, starring the Silver Fang Knight. And apparently they got the original actor to come back for it.
Of course.
They got the entire original cast of the first series to come back for the second series 6 years later.
Yeah, so
either they pay them decently, or they actually just really like their jobs.
They enjoyed the work.
Rei Fujita really likes playing his character, from what I've gathered.
And what's name that played Koga really liked doing the job too.
Yeah. Basically, everybody that was on the original series, the only one person they really couldn't get back for it was like Mark Musashi.
And that was just because his character was not involved any farther.
Well, he was Zero's suit actor, I think, also in the first series.
Actually, didn't Mark Musashi come back to America to work?
I believe so.
That's probably why they couldn't get him back for
a
whole series.
I imagine that would influence it a bit.
Yeah. But,
everybody
they could get back, they got back, and I imagine the same probably is going to still hold true.
Yeah.
You know, the Garo cast is kind of like, say, the Hurricanger cast or Die Ranger cast.
They have nothing else to do ever?
No, that they love...
They dance?
That they love the role, and they loved working together, and...
Yeah, there was a whole special attached to the, what was that, Midnight Sun?
Uh-huh.
Black Hole Sun?
No, it's a...
Yeah, sure.
It's a movie in between, or TV special in between.
Yeah, it was a TV special set after the first series.
They then combined into a movie on DVD.
But there was a special attached to that with, cast interviews and stuff, and everybody seemed to be really... More than just the polite, oh yeah, we really love doing this work. Everybody seemed to be really into what they were doing.
Well, a lot of the male actors also, didn't they like put a band together and do covers of the songs from the series?
Possibly, I don't know that firsthand.
At least that is the case, yes.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, they really like their job.
Everybody who watches Garo really likes Garo. Everybody who works on Garo really likes working on Garo. It's just a great series.
Uh-huh. Hopefully the same will hold true for season 3's cast.
Yeah, hopefully.
What could possibly go wrong?
I can think of a few things.
It's guaranteed to be great.
Well, no, let's not go that far. Like, even season 3, I was kind of like, okay, this could be terrible at any moment. I was just kind of waiting my way through it, and then I was like, at the end of the episode 24, I just kind of breathed a sigh of relief. I was like, Okay.
I think after a certain point with this season, you had to have some confidence start to build in.
Yeah, but it's like an ending can always go to shit for whatever reason, even if the series is good. So I'm just kind of like,
I had like cautious optimism for the first 3 or 4 episodes, but after that, like, okay, this is still Garo. It's still
there. They know what they're doing.
The good parts are good. That's what matters most.
The good parts are good, and the bad parts don't come to mind.
What's happening in one episode with Rianne in the whorehouse?
Yeah, well.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, not really.
You just like the whorehouse.
That was a good episode if you're not a woman.
You cannot deny that factor.
Yes, I think that's the only episode that stood out to me. I was like, that was not really.
I'm surprised the thing that stands out to Paladin isn't the one episode with the completely naked woman fighting.
Well, I would have brought that up.
No, Paladin stands out to that episode.
That was early, so, you know.
I still think that had
I was a lot happier not seeing Gokai Silver's O face.
I stopped after a while.
Yeah, after he met the jailbait.
And then, yep. Then whenever he got upset, you know, you just see him falling to the ground.
A lot.
A lot!
So, anyway.
Let's see. Oh, yes. This week we also got the first preview trailer for the next movie war.
It's the movie war.
So, we got the movie war trailer before one of the series. Before one of the involved
series.
Really
throwing off our perceptions for everything.
Yeah.
Although
it's like the Christmas decorations going up at the store.
The movie war is going to come out like Gaim's on like episode 8 or so.
Yeah, I did like though in the preview, Blood Orange Gaim.
Yes, Evil Gaim is a Blood Orange.
So we have an Evil Gaim, and we don't even have the show yet.
Hey, Gaim has debuted ish.
We're not. I'm not counting that. That's terrible.
Why not? It was great.
Awful!
Your mother, it was terrible.
Badass.
Now we're all back to watching Wizard again.
Well, I thought I might get to see a decade episode, but no, yeah. It was just another episode of Wizard.
I will tell you.
Here's a spoiler. Tsukasa isn't in the next episode very much.
Okay, so here's our weekly summary of Wizard 52. It was a really bad copy of a decade episode, The End.
Yeah. Yes, it's a really bad decade.
Without the end.
Let that sink in for a second.
It had the end, it just didn't have the end.
Yes.
Right.
It was a bad copy. Let that sink in for a moment. A bad copy of a decade episode.
Mm-hmm.
A bad copy of a decade episode.
And let's see that after 52 episodes, Haruto still has not found a personality.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's still just a walking cipher.
Then you have more annoying versions of the regular cast, which is saying something.
Uh-huh.
Kayome!
In the movie war trailer, it turns out she did come back to life.
Well,
what happened at the end of the wizard? I don't care, but...
Everybody.
She's the white wizard now.
The only person that died in the entire series was Fuki.
Fuki is...
Wiki. The White Wizard.
The White Wizard.
Oh, okay.
The White only person that died.
That was not already a phantom.
That was not already the only human that died in the series.
Was the White Wizard.
Yes.
Okay. So Koyomi is White Wizard now?
No.
Well, movie war, okay.
Well, yeah. But I'm sure that's not. There's something weird with that, but anyway.
Yeah, they can't let a woman have all that power.
No. That would be wrong.
Yeah, okay. So I watched episode 52 of Wizard. I'm very sorry that I did.
Same here.
And I probably won't go back and watch 53 when that comes out this week.
Nah, don't bother. Dubbed. There's one cool bit, but it's about a minute long, and it's weirdly placed, because then the part that should have been cool is lame, so eh.
Okay, here's the important part. So what does Decade's hair look like?
Normal.
Then you know it's not a good episode.
What is normal?
It looks like a normal person. Doesn't look like
flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't
and
look
what's
like
the
it's...
point?
Doesn't look like Masahiro Inoue, no. But it is my favorite. The only other cool thing is like when he untransforms, he has sunglasses on, which you see in the preview. it is so Tsukasa to be that douchey. Like there's a deal with it gif right in that moment. But no, it sucks. So, Gaim, please don't be terrible.
So, in the end, even Decade couldn't save Wizard.
Well, that, yeah.
Well, you can't really expect Decade to save anything.
He's the destroyer of worlds, remember? He just put a bullet in his head. Final nail to the coffin.
I think look at it is, even with all the previous writers, they couldn't save Wizard.
Okay. Decade
with all the writers and all the writers' powers.
Terrible voiceovers.
Okay, so Decade may have intended to come along and put a bullet in Wizard's head and, you know, end it all, but he kind of missed, and now Wizard's just kind of flopping there.
Like he's begging for, like, the kill blow.
So Wizard is Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put it back together again.
No. You know what's f***ed up about Humpty?
That implies it was ever together at one point.
It was in Forze's movie.
Yeah.
But no, Humpty Dumpty. The messed up thing about that, it never mentions him being an egg.
No, it's a canon.
Yeah, it never mentions him being an egg.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty is a canon.
Is that answer canon?
Yes.
No.
He could be the DC canon.
No, it's out of continuity.
Oh, the literal. Never mind.
That's too old for DC canon. DC canon's only 2 years old.
It was a big gun.
No, DC canon only writes for 45-year-olds.
That too.
See? These days, even Don's not old enough for DC comics.
Wow.
Shit. Oh.
But it probably does suit his general taste in things.
Hi, Don.
I'll pay for that one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh. Any more news, Paladin?
Oh, yeah, I know no one else probably cares, but it definitely looks like Hyoru Silver is Torin.
Oh.
Minotaur?
Okay.
Like from Warcraft?
That's special.
God damn it. One of my Sailor Moon's hands just flew off somewhere.
Oh,
what was she doing with the hand?
I don't want an answer to that.
Why'd you have to go there?
Oh, come on.
In the name of the moon, she'll punish him.
You're all
punish. Punish. Punish.
You're all thinking it.
Yeah. Furious masturbation.
Yep.
Intro quote?
No, I think I have that one already.
Yeah. Furious masturbation 02.
I have enough JD already without needing to go into reruns.
Yeah.
So when are you going to publish that calendar anyway?
As soon as someone makes it. Although it has been suggested we should do a superhero time edition of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my Jesus.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
Just
maybe that should be our 200th episode.
To record us playing it?
No. Like a custom card set.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
I'd be in favor of both options, to be honest.
Well, yeah. Well,
should
there,
we
follow
that under our custom dubbed Ghost Ager episode of Good Ideas We'll Never Ever Do?
Yes.
Yeah. Too much effort. Okay, so now Big Red season.
What?
I was just looking at when Masterpiece Prowl is supposed to be coming in, where I haven't ordered.
Probably sometime soon.
Hopefully.
I can't decide which of the three I want.
I'm just getting Prowl for now.
It's a shame they have no chance in hell of a U.S. release.
Maybe Smokescreen. I'm not really interested in Blue Streak.
But Blue Streak's such a classic character. Not character. I'm not. Let me take the back.
Character?
Character? He's a classic toy. When I think of G1 Transformers, Blue Streak is the one I saw the most as a kid, so he's kind of iconic in my mind.
I guess that's why I'm going for Prowl, because I have more attachment to Prowl than Blue Streak. So,
how long before they do one that's actually blue?
It's in there. Just wait.
Hey, well, I mean, look at like the G2 sideswipe they're showing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
they
sounds
did.
Like a neat hobby thing, doesn't it?
Probably a show exclusive, like Tiger Track.
G2 Sideswipe is retail, isn't it?
G2 Sideswipe is retail, but Tiger Track, which was a Diaclone-based color scheme, was a show exclusive.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Tiger Track, so.
And, well, in Japan, who cares about Blue Streak?
Somebody might.
All this and more this week on Radio Free Cybertron.
Wait, aren't they doing a Masterpiece Wheeljack?
Yes.
He announced one, but we haven't seen it yet.
They announced
and
him.
So
and
we'll probably
him.
Get a Masterpiece Marble or two, won't we?
Probably. Why not? Anything,
not
you
like...
use that anything you use that mold for.
Slicer.
Yeah. Yeah, the car's just kind of going all out on that stuff lately.
Well, they got to get their investment back somehow.
Didn't Star Saber win the fan poll for the next Masterpiece?
Probably whether it actually won the poll or not, yes.
I would kill for a Masterpiece Star Saber.
I would have liked to see Masterpiece.
It was in the lead, but then they extended the rule, the voting time to get more votes in, which says to me that they already decided they weren't doing Star Saber, so they'd extend the contest so he wouldn't win.
Mind you, he would probably be $300 at least.
I would have liked to see the Masterpiece Super Armada Optimus.
Yeah, I would like to see something that is not G1, but that's probably not likely to happen.
Or even better, Masterpiece Energon Optimus.
Masterpiece Optimus Primal with real gorilla fur.
Masterpiece Optimal Optimus.
Masterpiece G2 Tank Megatron.
Yeah.
Masterpiece Beast Machines Primal. Figure that one out.
We have that. It's called Air Attack Optimus Primal.
Masterpiece G2 Tank Megatron would just be the original toy.
Yeah.
Voice box and all.
Yeah.
There's a grasshopper in my house.
No, it wouldn't have the voice box. You know, there wouldn't be a battery compartment. They would just cover over the opening with a thick sticker.
Masterpiece Transkeeto.
Masterpiece Injector.
Mm-hmm. Masterpiece mm-hmm. Optimus Minor.
They should get Injector and Thrustor together and do a team up.
Or merge Injector and Waspinator and have Injectinator.
Injectinator? Hmm. Injectinator and Thrustinator?
I hardly know her. Ah.
But anyway, do we have any more news?
I think that's about it for this week.
Okay, so who all got to see Garo 25?
I did, miraculously.
Oh.
Wow.
It was really terrible.
Really?
Yes, it was... so boring.
It's a prequel. What did you expect?
Yeah, you tell they were just kind of like, well, we have another episode to fill in time for. Let's.
Would you have been happier with a clip show?
He probably would have been because he could have just skipped that without ever looking at it.
I didn't think it was that bad, but
clip show would have shown us exciting things rather than long moments of Barai proving that he's the biggest pussy on Earth.
Well, at least the actual ending of the series was not bad. Just kind of
who the hell was that other guy in 25?
Another priest, it looked like.
So it wasn't a character from a previous show.
No.
No.
Or an actor from a previous show.
Although he noted, and one thing that they noted in the episode, the other guy and Barai were kids when they saw the Garo armor blackened. So it's been a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, going by how old Barai looked, that had to have been 90, 100 years.
They have quite a long time gap in there, which is quite to their betterment.
Yeah, I would think so.
Which means that they can do the Zero series and not have to worry about this one.
Right.
So it means there's an even longer gap than originally thought between Garo series, or
considering
maybe supposed to be an alternate universe or something.
Yeah, the only they never mentioned Koga directly, but it's the most they talked about the previous Garo is that he released all the golden light that was in the armor to defeat some whore or another,
or maybe many.
Did that happen in season two?
No.
So that could be a further season.
Yeah, he's still golden in the movie that's just come out. So.
And maybe he made the other Makai Knights with him glow golden, too. Like Ryuga did.
Although Ryuga didn't lose his afterwards, so.
Well, there was only two other knights, you know.
If he did it to a whole army of them, like, towards the end of... Well, I won't say that. But,
but at the same time, every finale has the Garo armor developing a new superpower, and that could have been the new superpower for this. It might not be something that was supposed to be existing.
A new superpower that he forgets afterwards.
Right.
Or he can't use afterwards. Actually, Makai, I think he was the only series that didn't do that. I was surprised. Because even the movies did that.
Hmm.
The power of dramatic badassery.
Yeah, it did have other Deus Ex Machinas, though, so there's that. Might have figured they had one too many already.
No, you can never have too many.
You know, it's not your average episode, obviously. It's just an epilogue thing. I kind of preferred it to a clip show because it does give a little bit of backstory here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really essential viewing. Hardly.
It's almost like Apocrypha. It's just extra info that's not really important. Doesn't really flesh anything out. It's just extra.
I still liked it better than Kiba Gaiden.
Speaking of Apocrypha.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. I was like,
No, but Ken was saying in the pre-show that this could have fit in, you know, a few episodes before the final episode, and it might have played a little better at that point, too.
Because now you're like, well, Barai's already dead, and
yeah,
what happened is kind of, well, not really essential information now. Is it?
See, they should have stuck this episode in between the episode where Barai goes into Zedum and, you know, where you find out the next episode that he completely failed.
Yeah, it's like at this point, it's like, well, you know, dude, you kind of suck. I like the Overtime's blurb if you mouse over the image for it. It's like, this name is just bad luck for Toku, I guess.
Isn't that the joke we made? Barai.
Yeah. If your name is Barai, apparently you die.
Didn't we make that joke last week?
Yeah.
It was not here.
Week before last, at least.
Maybe someone at Overtime is listening.
Mm.
They're stealing all our jokes. They took our jokes.
Well, it's not exactly a hard joke to make.
Hey, shut up.
No, original joke. Do not steal.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Seriously, bro.
Your joke is a Sonic fan character now.
Well, Sonic fan characters are jokes.
Yeah.
Now that we've offended the Sonic fandom, not that that's difficult.
All right. We're marking him off again this week.
But, you know, it was...
Two people care.
Nice wind down, I thought, to some extent, but it could have been placed elsewhere. At least the information from it could have.
It was like the after sex cuddles.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that good?
No. Mm. No.
How would you know?
Because, you know, last time your mom came down to Georgia.
Oh, we went there. Hey.
We all went there.
You still make your mom jokes. Yay.
So I guess that's finally the end of Garo for this season.
Yeah.
Until they bring up a new one.
And now we're out of shows to watch.
Oh, shit.
But doesn't Gaim start next week?
God, I hope it's not shit.
Yes. Assuming Overtime decides to sub it.
Well, they will.
I think a show just has to like start out outright being terrible, and it would have to be worse than fucking Wizard for them not to do it.
Well, Wizard didn't start badly is the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it's like, you know, once they start something, they kind of see it through. So
the way Wizard started, you couldn't tell that it was bad because it kind of just had to not progress from that point for a while before it
I mean,
became bad.
An Ultraman clip show. Come on. I appreciate it. But, you know.
There's something Ultraman.
In general, I know.
Yeah, that by itself is very remarkable.
Yes.
Well, granted, I'm like, a lot of it, I believe Magenta's comment upon seeing the closed captions for the last Ultra episode that was out is there are no words. This is like Garo level no words.
Yeah. What episode is that covering?
This was the first of the
is it Zero stuff?
No, this was the last episode that the first Tyrant episode.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched that yet.
So I guess Megaforce was on again this week.
Yes.
Oh, Megaforce making bad jokes. Yeah.
Yeah, you can handle that. I'm good. I didn't make it through the episode.
I'm just going to sit over here.
Threw a fit about because it had a fart joke. That's about it.
It did have a fart joke.
I just
that was the same
tasted from Gosager.
Just one person who was all up in arms about that.
Somebody was actually up in arms about it.
Yes.
I wasn't up in arms about it. I was just like, I don't need this. Bye.
So who was up in arms about it?
What's wrong with the fart joke? Says the guy who makes poop jokes.
Fart jokes are great if they're funny.
But they're usually not.
In kids programming, they're never funny.
Yeah.
They're just tired.
This wasn't even a fart joke. It was just a fart.
And then the Red Ranger laughed because that's totally...
Oh my god, you farted. That's hilarious.
You do realize that the Red Ranger is going to be our Captain Marvelous, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the fart joke wasn't even as funny as, like, the fart battery from, like, Kirojer's.
That wasn't funny at all, so hey.
Yeah, that was actually the point.
Maybe Nick will pull Megaforce off the schedule, like Digimon.
The fart battery.
We'll start just airing reruns after two episodes.
The fart battery was where I stopped watching Kyoryuger.
Same here.
It's just like, okay, there's nothing left.
That episode why it's, I thought that's just like.
It's had some good uses. It's funny. Come on.
No. They used it more?
They use it all the time.
Oh, f me.
Oh, they've used it like maybe three times.
Okay, yeah.
Zip.
Well, all right.
Yeah, you know, Ken, JD's not exactly picky.
That's consent.
Intro quote.
Yes! I'll take that one. That's funny. JD's not picky.
Also, intro quote.
I feel like intro quote is like JD's form of like experience in an RPG. It's like he gets enough so many levels up.
They move him around the spear grid.
Oh, the spear grid.
If there's any girls there, I want to do them. There, you have it. No.
Somebody was about to say something at some point. I just don't remember what it was or who it was.
Oh,
I don't think anything matters anymore.
No. Anyway, yeah, it was a weird episode. It was all,
weird, you mean terrible.
It was not great.
No, by weird, he means Megaforce.
It was definitely a Megaforce episode.
Yeah, I'm starting to kind of feel like when it first started, I was kind of caught up in some sort of hype. They had this gap, I'm just kind of like,
I don't know. I mean, like, I had a friend that's been, like, telling me, like, corny jokes lately, and so I was kind of like,
I did like Troy's reaction to it, and he's like, really? That's what you laugh at?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
That was actually kind of amusing, but besides that.
The seagulls joke, I liked that one.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
But remember, JD also voluntarily watches Robot Chicken and Family Guy.
True.
True.
And you guys laugh at the jokes.
Even I'm not that bad taste.
Oh, God, whatever.
No, Peldon's right for once.
Mm. I make reference jokes all the time. You guys laugh at it, so.
We're being polite.
Oh, that was okay. Yes. Now I see how it is.
We're not laughing at the joke. We're laughing at you for telling the joke.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, we're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
Okay. Now it's all
the no sound effect.
Gotcha. The no sound effect. Okay. Gotcha. Anyway, yeah. Megaforce, yeah.
But, I mean, Would you still say Megaforce is better than Samurai was?
That's not hard.
Not anymore, really.
Yeah, probably.
No, not really.
It's not taking itself super seriously, I don't think, or anything. So.
Well, it's kinda... yeah. Samurai tried and failed miserably. They wanted you to believe it was super serious, but it just not really. Can't...
At least Samurai had bulk.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so now we're longing for Samurai. That's bad.
Wow. Well, the one aspect of Samurai, anyway.
Wow.
It's more than just for Ahmed Bamek's Samurai.
Yeah.
Still watch whatever what we got.
Exactly.
Well,
it's just like
desperate for anything that's not a piece of shit, basically.
We've become really jaded on this show. We don't like anything.
2 years of Samurai will...
something is you grow to hate it.
Yeah.
2 years of Samurai will do that to anyone.
For now, a bit more.
Next year, maybe.
Well, there's still a special in the movie.
We're a toku show about people not liking toku.
I like toku. I just don't like current toku. and I want to too, because I gave them hours and hours of my time as a chance, but no.
Think about it, though, JD. Think about this. You know, RFC we've been doing since 2009, and basically the only people who are on that were on at the start are there irregularly, besides Kilby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love Forza. I love Go Busters.
Yeah, Forza was great.
So it's not like I hate Toku, it's just like...
No.
It's like Toei's having kind of an off year.
Or a couple of years.
Is about half of it is bad.
Yeah.
Then the other half?
Go on, Jer.
Good. You got your Go Busters, you got your Biomans, you got your
Cougars. There's occasionally middle of the road and enjoyable, but not, you know, groundbreaking.
But then, you know, the other half is stuff like, you know, Mask Man or or Fize. Any number of things that are just...
I mean, but it's like, you know, different production teams, but different writers, directors, producers, etc. and whatnot. This quality is going to vary. Sometimes it'll be your thing, sometimes it won't. Currently, I'm just in a position where neither of them are my thing, and I hope Gaim will change that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at it like this. At least, I mean, I know a lot of people have said bad things about the producer, but her last two shows, I did enjoy... Aside from some down points, unfortunately, Oz's down point was at the very end.
Yeah.
By very end, I mean the last quarter.
And there's one thing I've learned is that don't trust someone who has a good pedigree of writing shows to write another good show.
Look at Riku Sanjo with Kyoryuger. He wrote most of Double, and yet.
You have to expect some executive meddling in that, too. It's like, okay, Go Busters did terribly, make us a show that's completely different, but exactly like everything that came before it.
But, well, I mean, that's not necessarily hard to be completely different from Go Busters, because it tried to be different from everything that came before.
Exactly. So, but that's all it's saying is, make this as formulaic as possible.
Which they
You know,
did.
No innovation.
Wow, everybody really called that one, too.
Yeah. Looking at the ratings week to week, it wasn't hard to see what was going to happen with the next series. And
so what's going to happen with the series after that, then? What exactly can we hope for Tokyuger?
We haven't really hopefully... gotten much ratings information on Kyoryuger, have we?
But they hopefully... cut off that source, but yeah. We have got regular sales information, and they're through the f***ing roof.
Yeah, hopefully the high toy sales will make them a little more comfortable with
whoever has attempted to rock the boat a little bit,
you know. Ooh.
Tokyuger. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, that's not hard. Yeah, unless you're JD.
I just couldn't remember what it was.
Or probably Fort Max.
Tokyuger.
Hey, there you go.
Hey.
How come you can do that on the second try, but you're still not able to say Kyoryuger?
Kyoryuger.
See?
Did I do it?
No.
Damn it.
8 months later.
It's been a year now since we learned Kyoryuger's name.
Kyoryuger.
Still can't get it.
Kyoryuger.
Oh.
Stop.
Kyoryuger.
Close.
Kyoryuger.
Freddy Krueger.
No.
Well, that might be a better toku.
Dream Sentai. Krueger.
Krueger.
How long are we going to let him go on like that? How long until it stops being funny?
I don't know. It's Sentai based on movie monsters.
So Kiva, but not shit.
Ghost Ager.
Wasn't Ghost Ager that? Yeah, I was going to say.
The monsters were all based on movie monsters.
He's talking about the Rangers.
Oh. How about
a Count Dracula and a Frankenstein and a Wolfman?
That was Kiva.
Kiva, but not shit.
Yes.
How about a Sentai based on disaster movies?
Isn't that pretty much RPM?
Well, no, that's Go On to plus Mad Max.
No, I meant... No, I meant where, you know, the gear and stuff is all themed after disaster movies.
So, Twister?
Twister, okay, Titanic.
Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah. That kind of thing. Sex in the City?
This time next week?
ID4?
Like, you know, from ID4, yeah.
The Rangers could all be Will Smith.
But then who's going to upload the computer virus using his MacBook?
Will Jaden Smith.
God, yeah.
We'll be slightly more dignified than another goddamn Shyamalan movie.
There's not many of them left, I don't think.
There's no dignity in that.
No.
If he didn't kill himself after Avatar, I think After Earth really just... Yeah.
Yeah, when he agreed to take his name off the movie, and it still bombed. Yeah.
But everybody still knew.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He would have to be able to make a movie without people...
in him before he's gone.
That and Will Smith's nepotism.
He would have to be able to make a movie without his name ever being known as part of the project.
Until the credits roll on release day.
You know, he would have to, like, go to work every day wearing a mask and a hood, so even the people working around him wouldn't know.
Yeah, you don't want to have a gaffer spill that those beans.
And they totally would.
Actually,
you know what you I know, just realized? I've seen more Uwe Boll movies than Shyamalan movies.
Well, Shyamalan doesn't actually have very many good movies, so...
He has two. That's it.
Unbreakable
and Uwe Boll has none.
Yeah, well, still not very far ahead of him. Because Shyamalan's average is very, very low. God, I just remember how much shit Avatar was.
Thankfully, I heard that before I ever had a chance to go see it.
Oh, man. It's like he takes the source material and just shit all over it, and then... Put it on film, and there's your movie.
You remember the toy line?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's still at my Toys R Us.
Wow, I haven't actually seen any of it in a couple of years. But that's Detroit for you.
So, which toy line was worse, the Avatar toy line or the Dragon Ball movie toy line?
Oh.
I'm going to say the Avatar toy line because
which
that was
movie,
actually...
Which movie was worse?
Avatar.
Actually, Avatar was worse, yeah.
Wow, really?
Wait, which Avatar are we talking about here?
Yes.
The Last Airbender, I'm sorry.
The other one, too, though.
The Dragon Ball movie is terrible.
But it's hilarious in that way.
yeah, it's borderline between boring terrible and hilarious terrible.
It's like you're almost wondering, like, are they just making a parody? Do they know what they're doing?
And f***ing James Marsden as Piccolo is—he is hamming it up so hard.
He's taking
the scenery and like devouring every single morsel he can find.
It's like almost worth it just for that, really, because James Marsden is kind of awesome. Marsters, I mean.
Yes, Marsters, not Marsden.
Marsden,
that was
Cyclops.
Yeah. I was like, what?
That would have been kind of awesome too, you know?
Like, wow, that's a really unconventional cast. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like almost to a point where he's like, did they know this is shit, right? They're all aware of this. This is a terrible f-ing movie they've been paid to be
it's
in.
It's kind of sort of like how everyone involved in Street Fighter knew how terrible it was and just hammed it up, except for Van Damme.
Which Street Fighter? Because they're both pretty f-ing terrible, too. Yeah.
Are you sure Van Damme did it, too? Because, come on. Really?
Van Damme's not really capable.
Yeah, I think he did to the level he is, which is not very high.
This is a great toku show.
I'm kind of enjoying the conversation.
Batman and Robin. Clooney was the only person in that movie who got the joke.
Who?
Clooney.
Oh,
Batman
God,
and Robin.
Yes.
He's like, you know what? The whole time you saw that smile on your face, and you're like, he's thinking paycheck.
And you know what? Even if Clooney would have been a good serious Batman too, I think. It's just...
It was a little early in his career for serious Batman, I think.
Well,
Clooney's goal in Batman and Robin was to play Batman as if he's being played by Burt Reynolds. That's exactly what he accomplished. He nailed his goal. It's just no one got the joke.
Yeah. That's funny. Funny because it's big. Big cat.
That reminds me of something, but...
Well, that's my car.
No, I played Saints Row 3, the third last week, and Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he walked into the room. Burt Reynolds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you can summon him.
Yeah. So, basically, movies suck, and we don't like anything.
No. We hate everything. Okay. We are fanboys. We've established this.
We hate things that are terrible.
Which is everything.
No. I want to
some things that are terrible.
Yeah.
Leave my mother out of this.
Oh, man. Mm. But, you know, it's just, like I said, I think Toei is just kind of having, I mean, and it, what they're doing does appeal to some people. There are some people that love Kyuriju and Wizard. There are.
I refuse to believe that there is anyone at this point that still loves Wizard. I refuse to believe that. You will never convince me otherwise.
You'd be surprised.
I have watched Wizard, but I do not love it.
There are people that love it. I don't know why.
You know what? I think Wizard has the potential, though, to be a far better writer post-series than in-series. Does that make sense?
You mean where he's not the focus anymore?
Like, when he shows up and kicks ass and stuff, it'd be like, yeah, Wizard, but...
So, like, movie Wars and Tyson next year?
Yeah, like, that kind of stuff.
Wizard will actually be watchable then?
Yeah.
No.
But in terms of, like, his series or his stories...
Will the movies be watchable, though?
No. But if it's just Wizard showing up and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna kick some ass, you're like, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't think so. Now, when I see Forza show up and do it, I'm like, yeah, or, you know, double, I'm like...
Honestly, though, when Forza...
God willing, dying.
I've had the opposite reaction with Forza, actually. I liked Forza in the series... But when he shows up and stuff, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Cool.
No, JD, basically you're just wrong.
And then O shows up and it's like, oh, well, that, okay.
Well, Shu Watanabe just lives in Toei's back a lot, so, you know.
He wasn't cast as AG, he just is AG.
Can't wait till he shows up in the next movie, War, you know.
It's not so much that he lives at Toei, it's more that, you know, they're keeping him prisoner.
He's out of contract, son.
You're just in this for life.
I make contracts from Basaban.
I love watching O's with Amanda, though, because she's like, God damn it, AG. What the hell are you doing? Get up. It's awesome.
AG, I mean, that's O's in a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah.
Finish it yet?
We just finished 33, I think. 32 or 33.
You got past Utoterra.
We just finished that two part at the end of it, and it shows Dr. Maki, you know, making a yummy. So
good. 4 or 5 more episodes and you'll be finished.
Well, no, but...
Yeah.
I see what
yeah.
you're doing there.
If you watch okay. Wizard, he might not hate this.
All I have to say, all I have to say to you, JD, is remember we were right about movie work horror.
You were, but we're going to see this through, so...
Have fun.
Yep. Thanks.
We tried.
There are some people that love the last quarter of O's. God help them.
There are some people who think Ghost Sager is watchable.
There are some people who love Ghost Sager.
There are some people who think this show is listenable.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You'll never convince me of that.
So where the hell were we?
Taking a break.
Sweet. Break?
Because we talked about Wizard, Garo, and Megaforce, and then everything else. So, take a break.
Bioman time? Yeah.
Bio
break a bio. We take a break, and then we take a bio. What?
Oh, MMO talk.
Go, go, Podcast Rangers! You mighty morphing Podcast Rangers! Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Control the gloves and control the battle.
I'll save the planet.
We'll see about that, Red Ranger.
Join forces with the Power Rangers with Power Rangers Battle Zone.
I think it's time for some animal power.
You're in the battle and you're in control. You punch, you kick, and your fighter reacts.
Nice shot.
Power Rangers Battle Zone. Be in control. Be a ranger. Be the winner. Power Rangers Battle Zone includes everything you see. Batteries not included.
So this week on Power Playback, Mickey picked Bioman because he's not creative at all.
Because it was next on my list of episodes to watch.
See?
It's time for Power Playback.
What the man?
Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
What the man?
But yep, I picked it quickly and without any debate.
And it worked out a lot better than most of the picks we've had.
Well,
that's because it's Bioman, and Bioman's always a strong choice.
Yeah, it seems like.
Mine, it's like picking Dolandra.
Yeah, you just certainly double. Pick a bad one.
Okay, so, Ken.
It's me.
You know.
Do it.
Okay, I was only kind of half paying attention when I was watching this, but let's see.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So, the villains create a giant piranha robot that's supposed to fire lasers underwater.
Piranacon.
Terrible, because it doesn't actually, it's not actually able to fire lasers underwater.
Lasers don't work underwater.
I love this backstory. Holy crap, the water melted the diamond. What?
Well, it was an artificial diamond. You know, those things are garbage.
It can't. Diamonds don't. Doesn't. What?
It's like, wow, that's really competent there.
Like the rest of the thing didn't melt, but the diamond did? What?
Now, their plan is not bad. You know, blow up neighboring countries' nuclear subs.
There's an awful lot of setup here.
They didn't name the neighboring country, but there were a few subtle clues.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
totally
like,
subtle.
Like the picture of New York City.
Yeah.
So basically, they have the same plan as Megatron in IDW.
Well, it is called Piranacon.
But I do love when they're showing the art of the cities. It's this Mars Attack style art.
And all the people will be like, holy
yeah,
crap!
The 80s series love to do that.
So, now, was it just contact with the water that melted the artificial diamond? Or, I mean, could they just waterproof the compartment instead of
No, absolutely not.
Okay. No, that would never work.
They need to go steal a bio-lens beam or something.
Well, no, they had to steal the real big diamond, the harder diamond. They needed a harder diamond because soft diamonds melt.
Right, okay.
Makes sense.
That's just science.
Yeah. And then they had to use the bio laser thing.
Alright, so then there's a stupid kid.
With really creepy hair.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's Mason in civilian getup. And then there's evil mannequins for some reason.
Twilight
hey,
Zone.
That's the nesting consciousness, okay? Then.
Well, I like how the bio team is all checking out the crown jewels. Yeah. And the chicks are fantasizing about wearing the crown and dancing around a field.
Oh. Oh, yeah, they all... Well, yeah, this, was, of course, was after the first Yellow 4 died, so...
No.
Yellow 4!
Yellow 4!
Old Yellow 4.
Old Yellow 4!
It's still the best thing.
Oh, my God. That's when I pooped myself. That was
apparently
great.
That's the only place in Japan to get a diamond, anyway.
Oh, at a museum? Totally.
That wasn't a museum. That was a store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they had the crown jewels on display at Sears or Bill's.
Sears and see the crown jewels. And buy a shirt.
No, I think this may have been more Foley's than anything.
So anyway, mannequins come to life and the bio men fight them. And maybe get molested by them, I don't know.
There's a whole lot of falling apart and coming back together.
This is kind of the key moment in the whole episode, because these mannequins are the most terrifying goddamn thing I've ever seen.
There's green teeth.
First of all, they fly between being human and, like, completely terrifying mannequins, which is, you know, is scary enough.
Yes.
And then they open their mouths, and they've got glow-in-the-dark vampire fangs, and they bite people to death. Jesus!
The vampires were popular at the time because
they not want to go into a department store.
If this would be done now, then they would be like zombies. It would be awesome.
And see, I get the impression they're not eating the people. They're actually just biting chunks of their flesh out and just dropping the chunks. And
oh yeah, they're mannequins. They don't have digestive systems.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that is a terrifying way to die.
Yeah.
To be ripped apart by a mannequin's mouth.
So anyway, stupid kid gets a diamond and just kind of takes off with it. And then Mason's trying to get it from her. And Red One finds her. This kid's really kind of disinterested in the episode. I'm sorry. I'm like,
Well, everything's disinteresting after the mannequins.
Yeah. It's kind of like they shot their load too early. But anyway, then Red One and the kid are being chased through the city. He beats the shit out of some of them.
Holy crap, hide!
Jumps up onto a ship, and I swear to God, that's Gavin's theme music in the background.
Gavin!
Was that where we had the really great shot of just a cutout of them moving across the background?
Like the background listen like, ba-dum-bam, ba-dum-bam. I'm like, where's Kenji Oba?
No, that's actually right after the part where Mason blows up a jetliner for no reason.
Yes!
Oh, they're okay. I can see their parachutes.
Everything in this episode is not involving the stupid kid I'm cool with. It's like she's really an annoying brat.
Even by Japanese standards.
Even by Sentai standards.
She's like Japanese Punky Brewster.
Oh, wow.
No, she's way too flat for that.
Oh, God.
I said Japanese, didn't I?
And what there's another talent mark for people we've offended.
If we haven't offended the Japanese by now, I don't think we can.
No, that's not what I meant.
The other biomen show up.
Yeah, I wonder what porn paladin's been watching.
It's fighting him. More fighting.
Do you have a bookmark or something? Can you share those links?
Yeah, really? Can you trade that? That's it.
Then it turns out the stupid kid lost a diamond for all their trouble.
Well, she didn't exactly lose it. She hid it.
And then told Mason where it was.
Yes!
I like her excuse for hiding it as well. I didn't want to steal it, but I'm not going to let them have it back. I'm going to hide it somewhere where they'll never find it.
So now we have this mecha fight, which is partly actually outside on a beach, which is not terribly convincing.
No. You also tried to like stretch the frame a little bit to distort the proportions.
It does not work. It's like, damn, those are some big ass boulders. You are fighting on.
You
oh,
skip
wait.
Their glowing fluorescent tube swords too.
Well, yeah,
they
look so dangerous. It's like they're swinging around fluorescent lights and they're just smashing people.
Tell this is the early 80s and it's like, hey, Star Wars is popular, right?
It's like backyard wrestling.
Yes. They all swing around, but for God's sake, don't connect with anyone.
Yes.
We can't afford for them to break and buy new ones.
Yeah, the bad thing is that that's not exactly what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But it's probably okay for Yellow Ford to shoot arrows into people's shoulders every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That monster.
All she makes that entrance in every episode. It's like she what? Snipes someone, then shows up on scene. It's such like a bitch move to do.
It's like
I forget, did the first one do that too, or is it just the second?
Oh, just the second one.
What is it?
She's trying to like really make a name for herself. It's like, I'm going to people up with this so bad.
Or I'm not gonna let them know I've entered the battle. I'm going to shoot them first, and then I'll say hey.
Oh, that's just love 80 Sentai games.
Are Sentai inherently like ground type? Because like every time I see them, like they get hit by water attacks. Because this thing used like water gun and bubble beam, and they were like, "Holy crap!"
No, that guy's just the Dr. Man's water type.
Here's the thing: at the very end of the episode, they're standing in the exact same spot the mecha was just fighting. And it looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So wait, has the Bioman Megazord always shot rockets out of its crotch?
Yeah.
The Bioman has a lot of powers,
but he typically just uses the Mazer.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like, and that thing has a dozen different attacks on its own.
And then the kid wants to turn Red One into a pedophile at the end.
It was awesome.
Everybody just laughs about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so funny. She's probably young.
She's probably 12.
She's younger than Kyoru Violet.
And he's how old?
He? Oh, you mean Red One?
Yeah, Red One.
Beat the f*** out of me. Way too old.
If you have to ask, he's too old.
Yeah.
If you have to ask. Yunk.
And two people laugh. Okay.
He's going to Super Mazer her hymen.
Oh, no.
Take a deep breath.
The next episode, flowers are exploding. Holy f***.
What, they get attacked by Rose Gundam?
Maybe. I don't know.
Tune in next week to find out.
But not here.
Aww. We're going to do Fies.
No.
See, we don't hate it. See, we don't hate everything. We like this. I just don't like that kid, but still.
Yeah, it was okay.
Can we do Fies?
No!
Really
no!
Recommendation from Paladin.
What?
I want to see how bad this is.
Then watch it on your own time.
Aww. All right.
If only we had a Blu-ray rip.
Yeah. We have DVD rips.
Yeah, but I want Blu-ray.
Yeah, the quality will be so much better.
Yeah, Max is going to mail you all bombs. He's like, I've been fucking getting this ready. I'm going to kill these motherfuckers.
Oh,
look, it's a package for Fort Max.
Oh, shit. I'm ticking.
Oh, why? It's all full of cat litter. What the hell?
And it's not even used cat litter. Just went and got a fresh new bag and opened it and poured it in boxes and nailed it out.
No. I'll just mail you DVDs with Fies.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that's cold.
Can I have the bomb instead?
He said he would nail Fies.
Wow.
JD, if you have to make somebody else suffer with you while you watch Fies, just, you know, make Amanda watch it too.
Aw. But isn't that what you do with this show? Like, isn't it about inflicting suffering?
Yeah, but not on himself.
Oh, I see.
If he defies, he just won't watch it.
When he inflicts suffering on himself, it's usually accidental.
Yeah.
Like Armor Hero.
Yeah.
Or 5-year-old pizza.
How did that pizza turn out?
What was the conversation we had the other day, XP, about aged beef?
I still say you need to make that podcast. Questionable cuisine with XP.
I've actually thought about hashtagging all my tweets about eating with questionable cuisine.
Yes! That.
You should have bought Cobb on that show.
God.
Well, Bok Cobb's thing is that he just doesn't know how to cook. Or, like, use food.
XB knows how to cook, he just doesn't know how to use fresh food.
Like, did you see the one time a couple weeks ago when I was basically teaching him how to have beef?
Oh my god.
No.
What? Okay, elaborate.
Bok Cobb, someone on Twitter you don't follow.
Why do you not follow him?
Apparently he's never, like, prepared or eaten meat.
Oh dear.
Or something. Hard to tell with him.
Huh?
He's kind of
like Gigabeetle a little bit.
Oh.
Except without being charmingly Swedish.
Yeah. He's more angrily American. But sometimes just as non sequitur.
I can relate to that.
So, tonight for dinner, I had a ribeye which was not ancient.
Oh, I like how you quantify that.
At this point, I figured it's probably necessary.
Now, wasn't it your dad who would just nuke raw meat when cooking hamburgers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's a good reason, though. He never learned to cook when he was young.
That's like worse than like the mom hamburgers that you put on white bread.
Yeah, well, he likes to eat his hamburgers on white bread too.
Oh God!
you have to understand. I was explaining this to Ken on Twitter. In his household, his mother did all the cooking. If you want something to eat, you
were
go,
you raised as a poor black child? No.
So. You know, he lived at home until he got married.
It's a movie reference, people. It's not racist. It's, Jesus. Okay.
Sure it ain't.
It's hard to tell with you sometimes, JD.
It's a movie ref. Oh, my God. Okay,
the,
anyway.
You know, just the casual racism that rolls off of you.
Is it a racist movie? It's a Steve Martin movie. I don't know.
So, yes.
That's a good possibility.
Possibly.
Anyway, the point is my dad never learned to actually cook for real, and so...
Wow.
The result you come up with is microwaved hamburgers.
Nice.
For the record, I don't eat them.
That's great.
I know how to actually cook my food.
Because you would have, like, no actual cooked, like, surface. Like, there would be no...
Yeah, there's no sear.
No sear on it at all?
It's basically just a steamed hamburger.
Oh, God.
Steamed hams?
That just sounds awful.
And you haven't even seen what they look like when they come out of the microwave.
They just probably look gray.
Well, gray and, like, the whole surface of the plate becomes covered with this, like, film of discarded protein.
Oh,
which
God.
Is also this grayish brown.
Oh,
so,
God.
If you think about how, you know, when they mold something out of plastic and they take it out and they have to trim off the excess, that's basically how these hamburgers work.
Oh,
that's what hell is like for, like, people on the cooking channel. Like, it's just like, okay, you know, here's this beautiful cut of meat and you have to cook it with a microwave. Oh.
And they never eat again.
Now, my sister's ex-sister-in-law is kind of infamous for having taken, I believe it was filet mignon, and cooking it in ketchup.
Oh, God.
What?
What?
I believe it was filet mignon.
Is this Honey Boo Boo now?
Well, their whole family was kind of into ketchup. They would use it in place of spaghetti sauce.
Okay, so it is Honey Boo Boo.
I guess. Oh.
I only know this because somebody mentioned that to me.
Sure.
I know, trust me. I know why. Right.
It was kind of disappointing to me during the Shardacon trip when most of the RFC party was talking about Duck Dynasty.
Wow.
And then Aaron Archer was talking about watching Duck Dynasty.
Oh my god.
Why didn't you stop them?
You know, I
what's
have
Duck
I have,
Dynasty?
Exactly. I have
you haven't been in a Walmart in the past year, have you?
No.
Full of it.
I have decided that I need to maybe shave the beard because even though I have never watched Duck Dynasty, I keep like looking at myself in the mirror and thinking about it. And like I had this dream the other night that I was watching a show where it was like the guys from Duck Dynasty, but they were like bounty hunters.
So the crossover with Dog the Bounty Hunter?
It wasn't even like that, though.
It would be Duck the Bounty Hunter?
It was more like they found... They would get, like, these bounties, like, from the police or something, you know? And then they would go chase the guys down in the backwoods and stuff.
You have to shave. There's a simple solution to this. You just braid your beard. Then you either become a badass dwarf or you get to be Sons of Anarchy.
No. Don't even braid it. Just comb up.
Yeah.
You know, just grow it long enough so that you can comb it up and cover the bald.
Right. It's not that long.
I'm not the only one who heard cover the bald, am I?
Just, you have to keep working
wax
on
your
it.
Beard.
God. Can you imagine?
That would be little awesome. Points coming out curled at the tips.
Wow. I have to say, this beard has gotten pretty epic, though.
That's one
word. Has it reached off wizard state yet?
Well, let's see.
Haven't we reached off wizard state for like the last 30 episodes?
Yes.
A recent picture that has clothes on. That's a joke.
Do you take a lot of pictures that don't?
Silence. Oh, God.
Well, he doesn't. Others might.
Yeah, JD is pretty busy these days.
I can go without that sound.
Don't know how to answer this question.
Lie, damn it.
Probably. No, that's not a very good one. Anyway, I don't have a good current picture.
So what are we doing next week?
Blade.
No.
Garo.
God.
We just did Garo. for the last 6 months.
What? 50 episodes? I gotta try.
Look, Ken, someday we'll do episode 3 of Makai Senki as a power playback, but not next week.
Okay.
Let's do a Sentai movie. We haven't done yet.
Sentai
one that's good and subbed?
Kaku Ranger?
How about Goanger?
We said Kaku Ranger of the day. Yeah.
Time Ranger versus Go-Go 5?
No? I don't like that movie.
Stop being difficult, Ken!
I'm saying! It's not a very good versus movie. It is like it has a really, really boring final battle and conclusion. It's just kind of eh.
Is there a Gower Ranger versus movie?
Gower Ranger versus Super Sentai.
Wasn't that just a special, though?
And then Hurricane versus Gower Ranger.
Right? I didn't like that much.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I mean, Gausol subbed almost all of the versus movies. We just need Fort Max to dig up copies for us.
I have all the soft subbed versions.
Mega Ranger versus Car Ranger.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if I watched that one.
It's been a long time. It's been about 10 years since I've watched it.
Yeah, but
I thought we did watch that one.
We did
Mega Ranger versus Ginga.
Mega versus Ginga. Ginga versus Mega.
No, because I swore you watched a Car Ranger crossover.
Car Ranger versus
O-Ranger.
No.
Maybe. No,
maybe
I
watched
that
then. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was Car versus O, because it was really boring.
Yeah, I don't remember if Mega versus Car is actually good. But
I don't remember if I watched
it's been a O-Ranger long time versus... since I... But then again, Mega Ranger and Car Ranger are both good, but not that means anything.
But we're doing it.
All right.
What?
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, so what are we doing?
Mega versus Car.
Okay, well,
we can find it.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure Fort Max will make that available to us, and they'll probably have to run a hard sub for Mickey's sake.
Yeah, I have a copy of it, so.
And with any luck, we'll get the first episode of Gaim.
I might have that on DVD here somewhere. I'll have to look in my archives. No, the movie.
It's like, what the f***, man?
You have Gaim on DVD? You holding out on
it?
You
gotta tell us. Does it suck or not?
It's fruity.
Orange.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I'm gonna go ahead and spoil it. At one point, Gaim does a rider kick into the villain, and then orange juice splashes over all over the screen in the Wizard episode.
That is awesome.
Yeah, well.
Like, actual orange juice? Like, cartoon orange juice? Or
cartoon orange juice.
Seems a little sticky.
CG orange juice.
Yeah.
From the impact of his rider kick.
Sounds sticky.
Yes.
Well, let's just hope this is just sort of a
I'm not
trial.
Saying it's good or bad, it's just that is the thing that happened.
I did like in Gaim's appearance in 52 that his roundhouse slash had an orange cross section overlaid on it.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat. See, I'm kind of obligated to like Gaim because of orange.
I'm just... So, I'm not convinced at this point, so we'll see.
I'm not convinced, I didn't say I was convinced. Because the fruit has got a lot of legs on it. I mean, there's a lot you can do with fruit.
Right.
Maybe.
I'm
just
jam.
If it's not going to... Cause they're
salad.
Wanting to do a serious story, and I'm just like, but fruit... That just doesn't quite mesh with me, so we'll see.
Dancing fruit. Don't forget that part.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Heaven's tornado.
Yeah, you can only wish. Probably missed
didn't
that
get to see Team Gaim cameo and Kyoryuger this week.
Huh?
They danced along to the ending theme.
Oh.
Were they good dancers?
Yes, actually.
They should be.
What they were hired for.
You think you're hired for your acting ability? No.
And then the dancing will be dropped after 3 episodes, and we'll be stuck with them for their acting ability.
Shit.
But that's okay, because then we'll have Pokemon to keep us busy.
Yeah, but we'll still need, like, a show to watch.
Whatever.
Oh, the show will be on in the background.
Totally, that's exactly... That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, October 12th?
So it turns into a Pokemon XY podcast?
So in the next scene, Gaim throws a Mega Ball.
And... it's super effective.
And he uses Mega Evolve. And wait, what?
What would Gaim Mega Evolve to?
Mango? grapefruit?
Yeah, grapefruits are like big oranges.
Yeah, totally. They've tasted
very
similar.
Except not all the things that make oranges good, like the color orange.
The flavor.
The sweetness.
Yeah.
I want an orange.
Totally. Go get you one. Actually, orange sherbet sounds really good.
I'll have my beings get me one.
Your beans?
My beings.
Oh.
Beings. Minions! To the store.
Yeah, say minions. That's less ambiguous.
Your mom's ambiguous.
My beans.
What?
What?
Eh?
Did you say you had
beans? Eating pork rinds.
My pork rinds.
Because they were crunchy and they sounded gross.
Ken? Mm-hmm. You see, Ken stopped answering, so it must be him.
What?
Who's eating during the show this time?
And he's gone silent again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He says around the multiple pork rinds.
He's washing that down with a thermos full of box wine.
Ew, gross. God, I have some standards.
Oh.
Pork rinds and box wine. I only haven't done a Giga Beetle challenge for quite a while.
Okay, so who's going to be on RFC this week?
Me.
They probably I should be free Wednesday.
I'm working.
Whatever. You're fully. Sick.
No.
No, because they won't let him off work if he is sick.
They'll wheel him in.
Wait, can you have a smartphone, don't you?
Yeah, and if I get caught using it at work, I get wrote up and shit, or other things.
Aren't you like a manager or something?
Not quite.
You just do it. Just say, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Why aren't you a manager?
To poop.
For an hour or two.
What did you do to not be a manager?
I haven't taken a test for management.
So why don't you?
What's up with that? Are you scared?
I had too many issues in the past couple years with medical stuff that I didn't want to add that on top of it.
They can't like take that. They can't knock you off for that.
No, absolutely not.
So what's the deal?
They can't record that they're, you know.
Yeah. Or they can't.
Holding that against him, but.
So what's the deal?
Because I had too many other things going on.
So why don't you do it now?
You're too busy to make more money? Is that what you're saying?
I had too much stress to try and make that. Trust me. It was not something that was a good thing then. Maybe soon, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, Ken, be a boss.
I'm very close to management, but not quite there.
Be a boss, Ken.
Eh, we'll see.
Then you can make everybody else's life miserable.
I did already. I have just enough power to do that.
For instance, he's on here.
No, that's me making him miserable.
Y'all are both making my butt miserable.
Good.
This chair is very uncomfortable.
Well.
Yeah, I really need
I miss my Mac chair.
So,
Chair?
Well, the chair by the Mac.
Oh, don't tell you. Does Apple have a line of chairs?
They probably do.
I wouldn't be surprised, but...
They charge $2,000 per.
Totally. They're just like a regular chair, except they're like more expensive.
They have a FireWire port for no reason.
They're more expensive and they don't have a seat.
I'm sorry, my chair doesn't do that.
This is a hipster chair. You don't actually sit in it. You just look at it.
That's kind of brilliant.
Sitting is so last year.
So, Mickey and Ken, question for you.
What's up?
In March in Atlanta, there's a G.I. Joe / Sword of Other Toy convention going
Sword
on.
Sword of Other Toy convention?
And the RFC gang might be going to it. Either of you interested in heading down there for a day? Or three?
I'd go to socialize, but...
Well, yeah, that's the point.
The G.I. Joe convention sounds so incredibly sad at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying
to go to hang out, but that's about
yeah, I'm not saying go
it's
for
like,
the G.I.
It's
Joe
like
convention.
Going to a Vietnam vet convention. It's just...
I'm saying that's the occasion that the social grouping would happen around.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I mean, it'd be like 30-minute drive. I could do that.
And, you know, Mickey, if you were on board, I'd probably come down and stay overnight at your place and, you know, head out in the morning.
Don't threaten me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd throw you in the trunk of the car and just, you know, take off. That's cool, right?
Yeah, I guess.
How far is Atlanta from your house?
It so you can carry him away.
All the dead hookers should cushion the ride.
But Mickey, how far is Atlanta from your house?
If you drive briskly, about an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Less time than I thought.
Yeah, I was thinking it was probably, you know, 3 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no. At 80 miles an hour, it's about an hour and a half.
When he says briskly, he means briskly.
Well, I sometimes hit 80 when I drive down to Chattanooga.
I don't hit. Yeah,
I sometimes hit 80 driving through Nashville.
I don't hit the interstates often, so I don't really ever hit.
And
that.
And I was kind of doing 80 most of the way to Charlotte.
Drive
to too.
The interstates around here, you'll probably be doing 40 a lot of the time.
Oh shit, that sounds about right. I've been to Texas.
What road did you take to get there?
If it's anything like Houston.
It's pretty much like Houston, except not quite as humid.
Okay, so traffic-wise, I meant not weather.
The library system was a little more advanced, though.
No, that is pretty much the only difference. It's less humid.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with traffic.
Traffic's exactly the same.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. God, what
the f***? Well, that's what he said in a very Fort Maxian manner.
So how does the library system compare, Fort Max?
Oh, it's about the same.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did I deserve this?
You didn't take your manager's test, Ken. Wow.
Were you there yet?
Okay, so that's the show for this week.
Hooray.
Hooray, it's over.
God.
Be sure to go to tfradio.net/live on Wednesday, starting around 7 o'clock Central Time, for live RFC with the Superhero Time hosts.
We're sorry.
Now,
watch us through in another podcast.
Now, will this be with video so I know if I need to get my laptop
back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, that reminds me. I need to
dust off the laptop
Skype.
Then. In about
and
right before the show,
and maybe you know, put some lights in front of you this time, Fort Max.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that might. Well, are you sure?
And wear some lipstick.
Yeah, it's okay.
Gotta see yourself up a bit for the show.
Yeah, dress up.
I've met Fort Max. He looks. He doesn't look horrifying, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Probably have to wear clothes.
At least from the chest up, yeah.
No, I don't even have underwear on right now.
That doesn't really apply, though.
Oh. Thank okay, you. Well, it does if I stand up.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I totally have that, like, gut coverage. I call it a hard skirt.
Yeah, it all depends how the overflow... how the overflow works itself out.
Yep. It's a large skirt.
So be sure to stay tuned in after the podcast for RFC After Hours.
It's really hilarious when I curtsy. Oh, I wish I was making that up.
Superhero Time! 次回もシャバドビー! 止めてみる!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.